right. Good afternoon, everybody. How y'all doing? All right. Well, we made it through the week almost, you know. So to put a nice end cap on everything that we've put together this week and learned, we have James Clancy here, and he's going to present to you about async and await. So yes. Take it away, James.
Hello, everyone. This is exciting. So, yeah. So who came to the first Evolve? Just curious. Show of hands. Wow. You'll notice from the first Evolve to this Evolve, I've done nothing. It's been awesome. So I'm either doing something really right or really wrong. So this is my only talk this Evolve, and hopefully it's on something fun for everyone. It's going to be on async and await. If you were at some of my talks at previous Evolves or things like that, I hate slides. I just do. We're developers. We like code. So this whole thing is going to be code. We're going to use two files, mainly one, brand new solution. There's nothing in it aside from an app delegate that sets our new view controller. I'm using iOS, but this is not an iOS talk. It's for iOS and Android, but iOS simulator is way better. We all know that. So nothing here is platform specific at all. I'm just using iOS for ease of coding. So I have a new empty class, our view controller. And as I said, since it's an iOS one, we need to do UI view controller. I was hoping to get some of this typed before the talk started, but as you can see, I did awesome at that. All right, who was in training? Who did the async and await stuff in training? Okay, good portion of you, about 25% it looks like from up here. I also like to do things a little interactive. Can be hard, especially with me up here and big room. But we're gonna do show of hands stuff and things. And to do this though, we're gonna write some very basic code that everyone in the mobile world has pretty much written at some point or another. And we're going to evaluate it and see what we're doing and how it works. And we're going to play a little game, though. So to start our game, I do need to write a function. Void what thread am I? We are going to use this method throughout this talk, especially towards the beginning. We're going to figure out what thread we are. Because async and await is a great thing. There's a lot of common mistakes I start seeing with async and await. When people start using it, it looks so magical, and you're like, what is going on? This stuff just works. And you just stick this async and await keyword everywhere, and everything starts doing things. So what I'm going to do is hopefully, why is it not adding system using? What? I know, I'm on this alpha channel from a week ago, not even the latest bits. I should have updated before the talk, but once again, having too much fun at Evolve. All right, so we have our UI thread. We're gonna do a little function in here to figure out what thread we are. Like I said, everyone uses all this async and await keywords, and just magically it starts doing things asynchronously. But until you start understanding what it's doing and why, and really what thread you are, it's really hard to figure out what's going on and to figure out your bugs with asynchronous code. Even with throwing these magical functions in there, a lot can go wrong. Now, I'm going to say that our UI thread is equal to thread.current. And I can get away with saying this because we all know our app delegate, the finish launching, fires on the main thread. And it happens when this thing is constructed. So I can just say our UI thread is the current thread. Now, I'm going to be saying this is that I'm always going to be referring this to the main thread of the UI thread. And if you get into technicalities, that's not always true. But for the purpose of this, you should always assume when you're being called from the main thread, especially with mobile apps. If you lock a thread, you should assume it's the main thread because you're locking the UI. There's a great potential of that. Almost everything comes from the UI thread anyway. So we'll do one other thing. We'll do bool is main thread. Use our nice little six C# syntax, UI thread equals thread.current. All right, so now we have a little thing we can call is main thread. All right, so now we'll just make this thing nice and pretty. We'll do those console.write lines we all love so much. Write line, and then who doesn't want a bunch of, oops, I should put quotes there. I've seen all of you doing this in your logs. You can find the one you want. It's fun, especially when you start seeing everyone doing this and they all have their own indentations of it so they can start copying it and making sure it's visible. Mm-hmm. You guys know what I'm talking about. All right, delete this one. Almost there, and I have some eights in there, why not? Console.write line. Actually, I'm gonna throw a couple other little helper methods in here because not only do we wanna know if we're the main thread or not, but we wanna know where this came from because that'll help us, we're debugging this later. So we'll do caller member attribute, and we'll just say, it? Method, whoa, I need to type string first. Method, and if I make a mistake, which I do a lot on stage, feel free, someone yell it out, I don't care. It's really helpful. And we'll even say caller line number as well. So we can say int line equals 0. All right, everyone's used those before? They're compiler tricks. They will tell the compiler to automatically pass that thing in for you. So that way, when we console.write line, it'll tell us what method and what line number. Awesome for your logging libraries. Also, once we're done, I'll post this code so everyone can have it. So now we can do console.write line. And once again, I love my C# 6 syntax. Hopefully you all do too. But we'll say method, and we'll even say line number. What did I do? Oh, wow. Yes, line. All right. Line. And then we will also say one more thing, and this is the big one, is main thread. All right, let's put some of this jazz down here, because why not? And yes, and I should make these different, because sometimes they collapse stuff. All right, so now we have a nice big method that should be yelling at us in our log, saying, are we on the main thread or not? And for sanity check, let's check this. We'll say, what thread am I? All right, put a breakpoint here. I do not know how to zoom this in. If anyone does, I can do manual zoom, so we'll do that. Let's hide the watch, hide some threads. We don't need any of this stuff. All right, let's hope I know what I'm doing. Yeah, that doesn't make it, that just hides it, so. And now I gotta find it again. Thanks a lot. All right, so now we've got it. I did it again. It's all right, we're still waiting for builds to happen. All right, simulator is up. Did I get a breakpoint hit? What did I do? All right, so I did this. Let me run this again. Live coding at its finest. Something will always go wrong. All right, I have a breakpoint. I can click through. How is my constructor not getting called? Did I not know the right view controller up? Thank you. All right, now we have a new class. Let me press play again. All right, there's a bug that has been fixed, and sometimes if you don't rebuild, it does not redeploy. It has been fixed. Let me make sure that works. This is why you should always be on stable or the latest alpha, not old stale alphas. Now, are you kidding me? All right. Delete this guy. Oh, I've got two of them. How does it know which one to do? It doesn't, yes. All right, we're gonna go all out. Let's reset you, simulator. Go away. Let's run it again. Breakpoint hit. Oh, come on. Always wait, okay. Well, that is starting. I'm gonna write a little bit more code. We'll come and check our sanity check in a minute because it has to work. So, all right. So as I said, we're going to write some normal code. It's very common to go in and download some JSON. So we're going to first start out is I like to have a different style pattern. I like to do everything with a refresh style. So we can tell it's refreshed when it needs to. So we'll do public async task, and then we will say, not just that, refresh. And it's like, I have no idea what to do with you. Control option space for all of those in Xamarin Studio. And normally it's right. I don't know why that didn't work. Awesome telling you shortcuts that don't always work. It normally brings you straight to that. Okay, so we'll do a refresh task. We're just going to tell it to refresh. And so we're going to do var client equals new HTTP. And I haven't added the reference yet, which you are all used to doing. Okay, system.net.http. Beautiful, I can now, wrong hotkey. Do that, perfect. Client.download.getString, and someone is calling me right now. Cancel that before it pops up on my screen. Okay, we're gonna do getString async, and I messed up my clipboard. That's why I have Sublime. Perfect, all right. So we now have, out inside the quotes, our amazing API from Dropbox. Who's used Dropbox for an API? Yes, Gists? We've done that? Okay, I'm the only one that dirty, I guess. It's awesome. All right, so we're just gonna say our JSON equals await that. It's kind of nice. You just need a little config file somewhere on something that's not gonna be used much. Okay, so we're gonna download this JSON file. And then the next thing, I should also go add a package. Let's add the ever popular newtonsoft.json and hope our Wi-Fi can, I'm not even hardwired. I am going crazy on this one. So hopefully the Wi-Fi, it worked, perfect. So now we can do newtonsoft.json.jsonconvert.deserializeObject. Now, I am also going to cheat again. I love these little things that actually create my class for me. So I pasted my little URL in jsonutils.com, and it created my object. So, yes. All right, throw that in there. Perfect. I used to use JSON to C#, but it started doing I didn't like the way it was doing things and the casing and whatnot, so I like this one more now. All right, jsonutils.com. All right, so we're going to tell us to deserialize an object, and we're going to say it's a list of, if I need to, what was that? So we'll do a list of song. Wait, I don't need, there we go. And oh, that's totally wrong. Yes, there we go. Now we can do JSON. All right, and we'll say var objects equals, perfect. All right, let me right click, fix, using collections. I'm gonna change this a little bit since we have a list of stuff. We're gonna use UI table view controller. Perfect, that's that. All right, we've written some code. Let's see if our simulator is willing to work with us now. I don't have breakpoints, but hey, it talked to us. Yes, and it came from the constructor. And there he is. So line 19 is true. It is the main thread. So, and yes, line 19, perfect. Okay, so we know line 19 is the main thread. Things are working, we're in good shape. All right. So we have an object, we're gonna download that. Let's just do list, what am I thinking? Song, sorry? And we'll just do that so we don't have to deal with null reference exceptions. And we'll also just say, you know what? Let's just say songs equals this, this dot notify, or this dot table view dot reload data, so reload data. Perfect, all right. Now, unfortunately, we're not gonna have any UI because I haven't done anything, so override rows and section. We can now just say return songs question mark dot count, override get cell. Sorry? Oh, yes, thank you. Cell equals table view, equals helps. All right, table view. All right, perfect. DQ, I should have totally pasted this stuff ahead of time. All right, table view, cell, perfect, new, UI table view, cell, UI table view. Ooh, there it is, I saw it. Dang it, it's gone. Table view, cell, style, there it is. Okay, so we'll just say it's a default, no, we'll go subtitle. Subtitles are fun. Let's hit an enter so you guys can keep seeing what I'm doing. And cell. Yay, return cell var song equals songs index path dot row. All right, cell dot title, or no, dot text label dot text equals, sorry? Is there a question or comment? You can all follow, I'm not going too fast here with writing the boring code. Text equals song dot artist. All right, so we should now see something, except I have not called refresh, so we won't. So let's first tie this thing in. Override view did appear. Whenever this thing appears, we're gonna reload our data, just so that way it's nice and responsive. We'll call refresh. It's gonna complain that I'm not asynchronously awaiting this, so I am going to say async void, which are evil, but once in a while necessary. If you want to know why, there's an awesome blog post on it from, why can't I remember his name now, at GitHub. Huh? No, I'm trying to, I can't remember. Phil Hacked has an awesome write-up on this. All right, so I'll put a breakpoint here, and we'll put a breakpoint here, so that way we know what's happening, and we'll know when the data comes back, and I'm relying on Wi-Fi, so let's hope it works. Hey, yes. All right, let's press play again, and we have data. Perfect. Now, yes, thank you. Let's see what happens, though. So this is code. All of us have probably written something identical to that. Now, did anyone notice I have a major bug and performance flaw in this? Anyone? A lot of it is on the main thread, not all of it. Close. All right, let's play what thread in my game. So let's first jump here, and we're going to break some of this up to make it a tad. We'll break it up later. So let's say, what thread am I? All right? We'll throw in here, what thread am I? And actually, as I would highly recommend, you actually save your clients and reuse them. A lot of people dispose these. That's very inefficient, and you're supposed to save these guys just for kicks. All right, so we're not going to create the client each time. Now, what we can do is say, what thread am I? What thread am I? All right, now for the game, guys. Let's see who knows what's going on. What was that? All right. Line 32, are we on the main thread or the background thread? Everyone who says main thread, raise your hand. Everyone who says background thread, raise your hand. All right. What about, refresh. All right, so we have an async task. We are instantly saying, what thread am I? And you guys were all right. Everyone said main thread. And it says true. Really hard to read, but that is true. All right, so we just jumped to the background, came back. What thread am I? Background thread. Couple people raising. Main thread. All right, we're on the main thread. Let's check. Yes, main thread. Why? Because await will always bring you back to the thread that called it. And like I said, we want to make sure we're always thinking main thread, main thread, main thread. Okay, so that means, what am I doing here? How big is this JSON file? Let me hover over it really quick. And if I start scrolling through this, I can get to the bottom. You know, it's still loading. The loader, it still doesn't even finish loading it. As much as I scroll down, I still haven't seen the bottom of this. This is a lot of JSON. And now, like we all noticed, we are on the main thread. So I just parsed all that on the main thread. Yes, I'm doing a simulator, so it's cheating and it looked instant. But if you're doing this on an iPhone 4 or 4S, you're going to have about a 5-second lockup. And one thing I like to do when I'm having people play with this data set is I then switch it out for a 15 meg JSON file. And instantly, the UI completely locks up. I'm like, now go find your bug. And they're like, oh, it's just the JSON file is too big. It's like, nope, you're doing it on the main thread. All right, so there's a few ways to fix this. One thing we can do is let's start breaking this out into a couple different things to make it nice and clean. We will do async task string. No, we won't do a string. We'll just do a list song. And then what we'll do is parse JSON. Perfect. All right, so now let's move this here. Actually, we'll say return this. Perfect. Right, I need to actually pass that JSON in. All right, now I'm going to start changing a few things. So everyone who went through training has played with configure await. We'll get to that in a second. But let's just say first songs equals parse JSON. All right. Now, I should await that, shouldn't I? And I also have to put in the JSON. That helps. All right, that's done. Now we can throw in this other method, what thread am I? And we'll know what thread we are. Now, we already know this is going to be on the main thread. Even though it's a call-in, this is an async task, which is returning this. But unfortunately, that does not let us leave the main thread. And we can do a sanity check if we want. It's all right. We'll come back to other things. Trust me, it's the main thread. OK, you'll see it. It'll fire eventually. All right, so that is the main thread. Now, some quick, easy ways to fix this, I see, is await task.run. And we're actually going to put this in some braces. That way we can do this and put some console.write lines in there. All right, perfect. And actually, why is this yelling at me? Async task. Oh, well, that should. Oh, I didn't return yet. I just haven't gotten that far. That was next. All right. Ah, wrong key. Where am I? Actually, there we go. Undo, redo, best place to find your place back in your code. All right, so let's say, what thread am I? So we should have line 42 fire, which is gonna say we're on our main thread, as I promised you, and let's hope I'm not lying. All right, what thread am I? This one, press next, said true. This one should say false. Yes, we finally found a false, guys. Let me zoom in, false, 44. All right, we know it is on the background thread, so we're getting somewhere. Now let's actually step back and play with something else. One more thing, we'll do songs equals, and we're gonna bring this back to the main thread. So that's one way of fixing it. We'll do this twice, we'll keep it in here. You should do every operation twice just to make sure it works. All right, so, plural there. All right, so we have what thread am I. Now, there's another cool thing called configure await. Configure await is awesome. I can just go to this task, which we already have and we're awaiting it, and I can say client.getStringAsync.configureAwait, and true or false. I can say false, which will tell it, do not go back to the thread you started. That's all it means. Stay on the thread that task you ran is running on. Now, let's run and see what happens if I do this. So now, if I do 34, we have a what thread am I? And we're gonna start playing with things. It's gonna get a little tricky. All right, so inside of here, it's downloading JSON. We should probably save that string so we don't have to keep downloading it. So what thread am I? This one, what thread are we, front or back? UI thread, who thinks UI thread? Couple UI threads, background thread? A lot of you are scared to answer, guys, come on. All right, this is background thread. Why? It should be background thread. We're assuming that whatever library we are using is going on the background thread. You can verify these by doing this little method, but since this is the HTTP client, I'm gonna trust that Microsoft, the guys in the .NET group, knew what they were doing and truly went to the background when they downloaded this string. So now, if I press play, we're on the background. 34 is background. Perfect. All right, so now if I press play again, this is fun, and now inside my async one, this one, is this gonna say front or back? Front thread or UI thread? Anyone? Background thread? All right, yes, since we were on the background thread, it's not gonna magically jump us back to the front. All right, so background thread is still false, so I really didn't even need this task.run now. We could actually simplify things and not pollute the thread pool and not even deal with that stuff. So what thread am I is gonna return back on the main thread, and it's now complaining at me. Why am I getting a crash? Yeah, I'm trying to update the UI from a background thread. So easily, I fixed my parsing issue, but I totally screwed myself over and broke my app. Okay, so let's go through and look at some other things to fix this and make it a little bit nicer. Okay, so if we jump back into our view controller, let's create some more methods. Everyone knows more methods is better. Your code is bigger and it looks like you know what you're doing. So we're going to add in a new one, and we're just gonna call this one, let's call this one download and parse. So we're gonna combine this. Why in the world do we need to have this happening all by itself over here? So now I'm going to throw in here, whoa, that's awesome. I press back and it jumps me forward. That is crazy. I haven't found a new bug to file. All right, async, task, list, song. All right, download songs. Perfect, we put this in here and we could just return the songs or set it. We'll return it so we're not being horrible people. And we'll return that. Perfect. Now, let's get rid of this, right? Now, this is where it starts getting fun and interesting. So I have a songs, and I'm going to say, await download songs. Now, what thread am I? We'll put one here. So I'm going to run this again. All right, line 41, main thread or background thread? Background thread? Main thread, yes. People are catching on, main thread, yes. You guys are learning, this is good. There's less and less getting it wrong each time. Exciting. I know, I am totally changing the code every time to make sure you're paying attention. That's true. I am doing that. You gotta pay attention. What's the point of this talk if you don't pay attention? All right, so songs. Right now, we're on the main thread. Press play. Now, this one should still be on the main thread. We haven't done anything tricky, right? True, main thread. Now, remember, line 42, you can't see it, so let me not... did it again. Undo, redo. Every time works great. All right, we're going to come over here, hit enter. So now you guys can see, line 42 is the tricky one. It has configure await false. All right, so the compiler is going to lie and say it's line 33, but line 44, what thread is it? Background thread, yes. Okay, so we're on the background thread. Now, this is where it gets interesting. So line 44 is on the background thread. We press play. It says true. I messed something up or I'm not breaking on the right spot. It could be off because let's restart it. Since I hit that enter, that totally confuses things. Let's try this one more time. We'll move this breakpoint. This one, configure await, false. 44 should be the background thread. Oh, it was the print before. I didn't press play again, so we didn't actually see. All right. Okay, so now this one should say false. And it did. Yes, it said false. Now, download songs is called right here. I threw a configure await in there. What is line 34 going to do? Yeah, okay, everyone who says background thread, raise your hand. Come on, people, don't be shy. All right, those of you on the main thread. Sorry, guys, main thread's right. So, configure await is only for the scope of that method. It's a little tricky. So you start dealing with these things, you're like, wow, which one is it? In this case, it is the background thread. Now, as I mentioned before, though, configure await can be tricky. So right now, if I press play again, we are, one more time, true. We're back on the main thread. All right, so let's do one other fun thing and see where we're at. What if I say, async, actually, let's undo this JSON thingy. We don't like this. Let's ditch this. Perfect. That is awesome now. Deleted half my code. You know you're doing something good when you get to delete a lot of code. So we'll throw this in here. And where do I want to? We are just going to, okay, I'm going to move some code around. Let's grab this guy again. Goodbye songs. We'll download this thing. And we are not going to configure await on this one. We want it to be back on the main thread, so we're not confusing ourselves. Now, what we will do is we will say, not download song, but parse JSON. And Jason Smith prefers it when you call it JSON, because it's really confusing around the office when everyone's saying JSON this and JSON that. So I try to remember to say JSON, but I'm horrible at it. All right. Oh, wait, I forgot something. Dot configure await false. So what does this tell us to do? What is line 36 going to say now? All right, let's run this and see. All right, so who thinks it's on the background thread? All right, who thinks it's on the main thread? All right, let's see. Breakpoints all over it. Did not like all that deleting code. All right, here we go. Moment of truth. We are on the main thread. Why? Anyone know why? Yeah, I didn't do anything. All I said, it is an async task. It's an async method. No, but I didn't do anything in here. I just returned instantly. So configure await can be confusing because I was a horrible person and gave you a bad API. I said it's async, I'm returning a task, but I didn't. I did it on the main thread. So be careful. Don't always trust those methods. But I would hopefully think you could trust the built-in .NET ones and they'll all be nice to you, not like I was. And there we go. We can continue back to this and go back a little bit more. Did I go back too far? No, we're good here. This is about where we want to be. All right, deleted that evil code. Sorry, it's gone. Perfect, this did, the configure await false. All right, so let's tie into this. Let's add a little bit more UI to this, and let's play with this a little bit. So this is a fun little pattern, something that is always interesting. We like our UI to be responsive. We like to be able to have people to interact with things. But right away, we're telling it to refresh as soon as you get to this page. So let's do this dot navigation item dot right bar button item equals new UI bar button item. We're going to call it a refresh control. And S, comma, E, don't worry, I'll make this smaller for or new lines. Yes, I'll make it smaller so you can't see it at all. But let's go there. Now here, we're just going to be lazy and just call our refresh. We'll say it's async, and we will be nice and await it. OK, await, refresh. Now let's, inside of our refresh, let's add something that, so we know what's going on. So we will, inside of here, we will just say, const static int refresh count equals 0. First thing we'll do is just say refresh count plus plus, refresh count minus minus. All right, so let's go into our what thread am I. And we'll also throw in something new. We don't care about the line anymore. We will just say thread count. Did I call it thread count? What did I call it? Refresh count. I was thinking thread count and said refresh count. All right, refresh count. And let's make this more obvious. All right. So now, when I first start this, and it's great that our Wi-Fi is nice and slow for this API, because we have time to go in there, and like any user of our app is like, why don't I see anything? We've all had that. We're up to 14 threads now. Awesome. It's going to happen. Our options are disable the button, but they don't even know you're refreshing, so they're like, why is this refresh disabled? All right, so let's play with something else. Let's change this a little bit, and let's create, once again, more methods. So async task refresh, we'll do a nice little lowercase one that is private, and we're gonna move all this jazz into there. All right, we are also gonna do something a little cooler. Say task, refresh task. Okay. A task is an object. That's all it is. It's nothing magical. It's an object. It has properties. It's something that you can save. We can interact with objects. You're used to awaiting them and it just returns a result. But if you save the task rather than just awaiting it, you can do cool things with it. I'm actually going to make this function no longer async. So I can now say, if refresh task. Man, they clap a lot over there. I must not be doing good. All right. So if yes! Woo! Okay. So if refresh task dot is completed, question mark true. Has anyone ever done that? Seen that syntax? If something is null, make it true. All right, it's perfect, I promise. All right, refresh task equals refresh, return refresh task. All right, does anyone know what I just did there? I see hands, someone want to speak up? Correct. So it's saying if refresh task is null, we're just going to say true, it's done. Or if it has completed. So if I clicked refresh once, it's finished refreshing, I need a new refresh. So I can say refresh task equals refresh. And now what's awesome and magical about this, let's throw in one more console.write line. We'll throw in a static int, because static variables are way better, refresh button count. We're going to do the same thing here, and okay, I do not like that indentation, that looks ugly, but we're going with it. All right, perfect, refresh count. So hold on, which one, I've got too many refreshes. All right, minus, minus, there we go. So now I can say right here, actually we'll just say right line, finished refresh. And had I done this with the other ones, and that's actually, we're not even gonna care about the count. Who cares about the count? We'll know what's going on. All right, So if we were doing it the other way, these refreshes would have all happened at different times and drastically different times because we would have been trying to download over this awesome network, draw that big old JSON file 15 times, a lot of times. Like, that's ridiculous. Especially if you start thinking they're on cellular or edge, they're never going to see data. But since we're saying await refresh, we can come into here. And actually, no, I do want to output. I want to output every time this thing increases. So console.writeline, I should undo caps lock. Refresh button clicked. So actually, why am I doing indexes? Who does that? All right, so we'll do refresh button count. Perfect. All right, so now it's going to print out whenever these things happen. And we should go down here and grab some of our awesome, ugly stuff so we can find it. Actually, let's comment half this out so we can find it. All right, we don't need all of this. We know how many times it's going to be refreshing. Refresh count will only ever be one. And we will say, and I can't spell refresh. That is even better. Perfect. Let's run this, and let's spam this button again. So the refresh count should instantly, we'll see in our output, we'll see we're refreshing. You can't see it because I deleted all the ugliness. But if I click this a bunch of times, we're seeing this happen, and we're up to like 12, 13. But notice they all finished at the same time. We never spun up any new threads. Our user had no idea we were already refreshing the database. At that point, we could have turned the spinner into a spinner icon or something. But this is great when you have one style refresh, multiple views, with pool to refresh on everything. You have one task. You await that same sync everywhere, and all of them can await, and at the same time, everyone collapses. Awesome. All right. We do have time to play with one more little thing. We are almost out of time. But let's make this thing talk. Everything's better when your computer's talking to you. So let's do navigation item dot left bar button item equals new UI bar button item dot, we'll say done. So ask comma E, undo that. Comma E. Perfect. So we'll do async void. And here we will say speak. Async void. Why am I doing async void? I apologize. All right, speak. Now for this, we need to use the AV. I'm going to steal. I can't remember the name. Speech synthesizer. Yay. I'll try not to cheat. All right, so var synth equals new AV speech synthesizer. And it's not liking that I don't have that AV foundation. Perfect. And now we can say synth.speak, or it is begin, no, utterance, something about utterance. Speak utterance. New AV speech utterance. I think the first one is text. Yes, no, yes. So we'll say text. Perfect. Now, with this stuff, I hate callbacks. I'm sorry. Callbacks are the go-to statements of today. They're horrible. And so many APIs have them. The entire iOS API is nothing but callbacks. And people like callbacks. We have async and await. Why would we deal with this? So there is a did. Yeah, but we do, and I still see it in .NET. Events. They're horrible. They cause so many memory leaks. Every memory leak, every app I help fix memory leaks, 90% of them are caused by event handlers. Event handlers are evil. Yes, I said actions. You can null them. You can actually clear them out. All right. So we'll just throw one of these things in here. So when it's finished, we get this callback. How in the world am I going to await this thing? You can't. However, we can do some other things, and I'm going to cheat one last time. Don't look, don't look. All right, there we go. I just hate typing this thing out, so pure laziness there. Yeah, exactly. I see. Okay, so now what we will do is we will say delegate equals this. So I'm saving an instance of my event handler here, not globally, because globally is how you end up with memory leaks. If you can get away with this, this works great. All right, so now what we'll do is we'll say var tcs equals new task completion source. Who's ever used a task completion source? Awesome. Okay, task completion sorts are great. They're an easy way to make callbacks asynchronous because you don't want to deal with callbacks. Just trust me on that. All right, so now what we can do here is we can say await TCS done. We've waited for it to finish. Wait, what? Oh, dot task, thank you. I was like, wait a minute. All right, dot task. So inside of here, we will do TCS dot try set result true, just to say, hey, we're done, even though we're totally ignoring whether it's false or true or false. And now what we can say in here is synth dot, we didn't tie this in yet. We will do did finish speaking utterance minus equals del, and then right here, synth dot did finish equals plus equals del. Check that out. We have now subscribed and automatically unsubscribed our event handler. We can go into a whole thing on what's causing issues with that. And if you don't, it runs into circular references and nothing gets disposed, and you'll end up with like 100 of these speaking things every time you talk. So, yes, don't do it. So if we unsubscribe these, they can now be garbage collected. So I have time to make this run and say hello, and then we are time for questions if anyone has any. All right, so we'll say await, speak, hello everyone. I have no idea if it's going to respect that. That would be awesome if it does. I don't think it will, though. All right, so let's put an async here. Let's run this puppy. What did I do wrong? What was that? That should have been async there. Or did I just spell it wrong? I didn't even notice. All right, so we're going to tell it to speak utterance. We should get this call back. And then console.writeline, we finished. Hope that'll work. All right, well, we're waiting for Siri to talk to us. Is there any questions? We're down to the 5-minute mark. If not, I can keep coding. Or we can talk questions. Nothing. Either I did really good or really bad. Yes?
Do you have this anywhere?
This right here, the speaking thing I'm showing, I'm going to zip this up and I'll tweet it and put it on Dropbox. So I think I can get them to put it in the notes when they push the things live. So this code sample we just did, I will get live. So yes, patterns like this, there's riddled throughout my GitHub. I have a little toddler apps that my wife wanted to build so it like talks to the kids and it has this pattern in there. But yes, any other questions? Where are we? Back to this code. No, there we go. All right, so now when I click done, it's going to speak to us, and I have no sound, so you're not going to hear it. I told them I wasn't going to use sound, so it's all right. It awaited for it to finish before it happened, which is great, because now that entire AV speech synthesizer thing can be disposed and will go away. Calling dispose does not make it go away, just so you know. If you have things holding on to it, even after calling dispose, it will stay in memory. And stuff from the OS side can be very heavy, so... Any questions? Any more? If there's anyone raising your hand over there, I cannot see you at all. Those lights are blinding. So, no? All right, well, thank you, everyone. If you have anything else, ask me later. Yeah. So.